is a Football Friday.
All we gotta do is take care of business.
On Prime Cut on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Hey, this is what we play for right here.
Back to the Quick and Loan Studios.
It's Sean Salisbury.
And sitting in for Steve Buhnen, once again,
Brian Barrett.
And we're brought to you by Sam Adams. It's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Great beer is a battle between hops and malt. Too much hops, it's too bitter. Too much malt, too sweet. The only way to win is balance, like Sam Adams Boston Lager. Hops and malt in perfect harmony. All right, the Heisman Trophy will be handed out tomorrow night. Let's head out to the Progressive Insurance guest line. Comparing rates to help you save, that is Progressive. Joining us now, thanks to Wendy's High School Heisman Trophy program, is the 1981 Heisman Trophy winner himself and Pro Football Hall of Famer, Marcus Allen. Marcus, thank you so much for the time today. What kind of work are you doing with the Wendy's High School Heisman?
Well, I'm here to recognize the Wendy's High School Heisman finalists. I'm really excited to be here. It's my first award ceremony, so I'm looking forward to meeting all the young people who have done great things academically and athletically. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you know what that's all about, Marcus. Always good to have you join us, brother. Miss you and hope that family's doing well. Now,
thanks, John. I appreciate it.
No problem. Always love to have your perspective as well. Curious about this. When you're making, I know you can't tell us who you voted for, but when you look at the Heisman Saturday pick, what's your criteria when you pick in, Marcus? What comes to mind for you?
Who is the best player, period? I don't care if he's on the highly ranked team or what conference he plays in. I look at a player that can play at the highest level against the best talent week in and week out.
And real quick, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I said that's okay. It.
Now, one thing about it that I'm wondering if this comes into play. I know it doesn't show up on the numbers, but you're a voter, and having been a teammate of yours and the year you won the Heisman, you didn't just run, you didn't just catch. Hell, you even threw it when I couldn't throw it to the guy. You had to pick up the ball and throw it. I mean, all those things. But, Marcus, what you did as well as anybody is you blocked. If it's a back, a wide receiver, do you look at that as well?
I look at the overall game. I really do. I mean, not just running the ball. How they impact the game without the ball, as you mentioned, blocking, running routes, all those various things. Because, I mean, if they just was running, you know, then obviously they would win the Doak Walker Award. You know what I mean?
Right.
If it was just you know, throwing the ball, then they would win the O'Brien Award. But we're talking about a guy who, you know, or a player that can do everything on the field. So whether it's throwing, running, catching, whether it's returning, how they impact the game, period, that's what really matters to me. I know everybody probably has a different criteria, but that's how I look at it.
Marcus, I got to ask because I think you're only one of four people on the earth that can actually answer this question. I think you, Desmond Howard, Roger Staubach, better awards, Super Bowl MVP or the Heisman Trophy?
Well, for collegiate, it's a Heisman Trophy, and certainly, I think on a professional level, you can't. you have to be thrilled with the fact that you win a Super Bowl MVP. You rarely get an opportunity to play in a game like that, and then to play in a game like that, and to be the player in the field that impacts the game more than anybody else says a lot.
Watching Christian McCaffrey this year. Break him down for us. I know you don't have to tell us your vote, but when you see him, what do you see?
Really, what's not to like about him? I mean, he can do it all. He can run. He can catch. I mean, he's just the total player. You know, obviously, I'm a little bit partial to him. I don't mind saying that because I know his dad, you know, and it's thrilling for me to see, the son of a father that I know that played the game too, because that's a really hard thing to do, you know, because that's a lot of pressure on a young man to play or to play the game on the level that their father have, and this kid has certainly done a great job.
We're talking with the 1981 Heisman Trophy winner and Hall of Famer Marcus Allen on the Progressive Insurance guest line. Marcus, Derrick Henry, he's been a force at 242 pounds, but 90 carries in the past two games. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, back at USC.
Yes.
I was quite a bit.
ask Lee Corso how Marcus felt on them at Indiana about 40 carries later, wearing out DBs and linebackers. Marcus,
yeah,
no, all 12.
I think that's kind of, that doesn't seem like a lot of carries compared to what we used to do back in the day. But John McKay, I didn't play for him, but he was a legend at USC, says it wasn't heavy, so meaning the ball.
Yeah, and he's done it well. And, Marcus, you did it as well as anybody. Switched our alma mater. USC. You're there often. You're right in California. Did we make the right hire?
I think so. I've known Clay for a long time. Actually, his dad used to be our offensive line coach with the Raiders.
Right.
And I used to see him as a kid coming up. And I just think we have the right person that's going to put the program and the players first. You saw the reaction of the players once they named Coach Helton head coach and took off the interim tag, and the reaction of the players. And, Sean, you know, that's that, you know, players don't know, they don't care what you know until they know that you care.
Right.
And these guys know that he cares about them on and off the field, and that's why you got the reaction. He cares about their development, not only as people, academically, as players. He wants the best for them. I mean, so he's really, you know, certainly has a job ahead of him, but I think he is going to try to restore what we used to do. I think one of our biggest mistakes was we sort of lost our culture, and our culture was always blue-collar. And we became sort of Hollywood. And so we have to get rid of the Hollywood stuff and getting back to being blue-collar and winning games the physical way like we used to.
Marcus, we were talking about this earlier, Sean and I, that you need basically, as you know, that a certain percentage of the vote to get to New York. But we almost thought that opening the invite up to five or six guys every year instead of the percentage may actually be better for college football, because you could get more stories in there. Like, for example, Keenan Reynolds from Navy this year, he was going to fly in after the game in his Navy uniform. So we just thought in terms of the actual guys sitting in there, we could get more than three in there. Would you be opposed to that?
Well, I mean, for television, it's the best. I mean, you know, the more people you have, the more suspenseful it gets, guys. I don't know if you guys remember way back when, but I think when I walked out and I knew I won based on a process of elimination, I sort of looked around and there was nobody else in New York at the time. Herschel wasn't there and McMahon wasn't there. And then I was actually behind a petition and they announced me as the winner and I walked out. So I think better heads got together and said, hey, God, we can make this more suspenseful. So I think the more people you have, the more I think dramatic it becomes, and people are sitting at the edge of their seats. And you're right, there's a lot more stories to be told, and I think it just makes better television.
Marcus, getting to the rules / protection of football players, injuries, you doled out a lot of punishment, took a lot of punishment as a player, and I understand safety and how important it is, concussions, non-dirty play, all that, but as physical as you played and where you came from running for Coach Robinson, and that's what we preached, are we in danger at all on the NFL level of losing a little bit of the integrity because we're trying to overprotect now?
Well, and that's a good question. Do we lessen the game because of that? As of right now, I don't see that. But, yeah, we're starting to get there. I mean, and you can't really sort of legislate which players to protect, which I think is unfair, too. I mean, you can't say, hey, the quarterbacks are the most important people on the field, so we can barely touch them. You can't do that. Either it's going to have to be something that's across the board where it's fair, or, you know, it should just go back to the way that it was. Now, I think the league has evolved as far as protecting players, and certainly players have evolved as far as protecting themselves. And, Sean, you know the culture we had before. I mean, we would play through anything.
Right.
You know? And the point was to never leave the field. Nobody wanted to be Wally Pipp, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Nobody wanted to get replaced by anybody. So it was important for us to stay on the field. And one of things that John Robinson always told me, says never let the opponent know that you were hurt. And there was a lot of times I was hurt, but I never let them know. You know, I was like, that was just, you know, you had to be tough and you had to sort of fight through everything. So I think we've evolved on as players and I think as a league, but we are getting close to the area where, you know, if any more rules, it's going to be tough to watch.
And Marcus, just before we let you go here, what's the day for you guys like tomorrow, the former Heisman Trophy winners? Take us through what you guys will be doing.
Well, for me, it's just an opportunity to see the guys. I don't come back every year, so it's really nice for me to get together with all the guys that I haven't seen in a long time and then to meet the new guys that are up for the award, the new candidates and stuff. So it's just fun. It's just, you know, chance for some camaraderie, chance to meet new guys and then welcome the newest Heisman Trophy winner into the fold.
And New York's not a half bad city to do it in, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the weather's fantastic
right
now, so
yep.
Yeah, it's always nice to come to New York when there's nice weather.
Well, we appreciate you joining us as always, my friend, and like I said, I hope that family's well. Please tell everybody I said hello, and I sure miss you, and I'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Hey, same here, Sean. Always, man. Good pleasure
all
talking
right
to you.
Thanks, bud.
All right.
All right, appreciate it. That was Marcus Allen. He joined us on the Progressive Insurance Guest Line. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call or click today and find out if you could save. Now, he didn't come out and basically say it, Sean, but I kind of have a feeling who he's voting on tomorrow. Sounds like it's going to be one Christian McCaffrey. By the way, the year that Marcus Allen won the Heisman Trophy, 1981, Sean, he set 14 records at the time, most yards in a single season, 2,342, most 200 yards in a career, 11 games of that, most 200-yard games in a season, 8. Derrick Henry's got 4. He's got 8 in 1981.
I watched it with my own eyes,
yep,
right there in a uniform.
How about this? Most consecutive 200-yard games, 5.
It was, dude, it was phenomenal to watch. And he was not a go-out-of-bounds guy. He was not. He didn't have 4.3 speed. He played fast in
uniform.
Yeah, but
he was such a pretty runner. Dude, like, he glided.
He made people miss him.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what, though. He would knock your you-know-what in the dirt when he ran it and when he protected the quarterback. He looked defensive backs up. He was as tough a football player as I've ever been around, pound for pound, at any position.
Yeah.
I'm not lying.
All right, a lot more to do. We'll get into the Heisman Trophy, of course, a lot more during the rest of the show. Also this, though, a lot of NFL jobs will be opening up in the past couple weeks, especially when we get towards the end of the season. One job will be open that's the best job for me personally, and we'll tell you who the team should hire next. Brian Barrett, Sean Salisbury with you.